Hi, I'm Kennedy Ferrugia with Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus Oncology Edition, where we break down the latest news in the oncology pharmacy space. On today's episode, we are introducing Oncology News Roundup, a brief overview on the latest news in the oncology pharmacy space. Today, we are focusing on four latest updates for non-small cell lung cancer, including pharmacist involvement among patients with non-small cell lung cancer, two FDA approvals, and a metastatic non-small cell lung cancer study that falls short of their primary endpoint. Oncology pharmacists and a Pharmacy Times clinical forum showed the pharmacist's role in chemotherapy for patients with non-small cell lung cancer. The pharmacist noted that sometimes physicians will send the patient to a pharmacist for treatment and management of therapies. This way, the physician can see a greater volume of patients. However, insurance coverage and cost can be a major barrier, so the pharmacist's role can entail helping the patient choose an appropriate medication based on cost, as well as investigating available financial assistance. Next, the FDA recently approved osimertinib from AstraZeneca in combination with chemotherapy. This treatment option is for adults with locally advanced or metastatic epidermal growth factor receptor mutated non-small cell lung cancer. The new treatment option could delay disease progression by nearly 9 additional months, establishing a new benchmark with the longest reported progression-free survival benefit and the first-line advanced setting. The FDA has also recently approved a biologics license application for datopotamab deruxtecan from AstraZeneca and Daiichi Sankyo for the treatment of locally advanced or metastatic non-squamous non-small cell lung cancer. This treatment option is for adult patients who have recently received prior systemic therapy. Positive survival outcomes were observed in a phase 3 study that assessed significantly prolonged progression-free survival in previously treated patients. Lastly, researchers announced that a phase 3 EVOKE-1 study that evaluated sacituzumab govitecan from Gilead Sciences did not meet its primary endpoint of overall survival among individuals treated for metastatic non-small cell lung cancer. Despite not meeting the primary endpoint, the study authors noted that an improvement in overall survival supporting SG was seen among individuals with squamous and non-squamous histology. I hope you enjoyed the brief updates. For more information, go to pharmacytimes.com. Thank you for listening.